that gets me fired up all over again to go through a drive-thru, Slee. And he's Chick-fil-A, there's Starbucks. There's so many different options that you can start your day with. There's really no bad answer to that question.
Hey, what's the deal here? Are you going to top off the rest of your tank there? What's the, I don't like coming into an Uber unless things are kind of feeling right.
I like to think of it as my car with my own private driver, and I get to call the shots. I mean, actually, I'm paying for it, so why shouldn't I get to be the one to make the decisions?
Hey, I got a dresser that I want to drop off. I just want to drop it off for to a local donation place. Can we throw it in the back of your car?
Hook up a trailer, swing through the Salvation Army, and drop things off.
Just got a couple of things I want to get dropped off here as I run my errands.
You're getting the idea. So here's the most important question. How are you doing, Slee? You didn't have anything to do last night. You didn't have Lakers talk.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do a post game. You didn't have to do a pregame. You were just kind of Slee hanging out. What are you feeling good? Are you a little off? What did you do with your day?
It's fantastic. Are you kidding me? Like it's getting accustomed to having your evenings is going to be a fantastic. And by the way, this is going to be like, this is not, you know, when you get one or two of those in a week, you're like, this is the greatest thing ever. You got to value the hell out of it. I get six in a row of these. So I get to kind of, you know, to kick back. I did actually have to go. I like how I say I had to go, right? My girlfriend's parents, I kind of owed them to go grab some dinner.
Oh, that's a had-to-go situation. You said it right.
Yeah, and here's what – they wanted to do it on Friday. Friday was a day like all these – we had just got like our first breath of fresh air. The season just ended. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere on Friday night, okay? So that means now I have an 0-1, right? I 0-1 that I had to do one of those. So I'm like, let me squeeze one of these in on a Tuesday, get this done. So I got it done.
Where'd you go?
There's a place in Sierra Madre. Place called Lemon Zest.
Okay.
You ever heard of that?
I used to live in Sierra Madres, but I don't know that place.
By the way, how great is Sierra Madre? Underrated. Underrated in L.A. So went out there, good Middle Eastern place, just ate some fantastic food, came back, and watched my Utah Jazz take care of business.
Yeah, your Utah Jazz, hashtag Jazz Nation, hashtag Go Jazz, hashtag Donovan Mitchell is my favorite player.
No. I have an Ostertag jersey coming in here in about a week or so. So that's who I'm going to wear.
Did you see Karl Malone last night? I haven't seen Karl Malone in a million years, and he was in the crowd. By the way, no one looked less impressed with what was going on in the court than Karl Malone.
Karl Malone.
It looked like he was about to fall asleep. Thanks, mailman. Thanks for getting fired. Mitchell is absolutely cooking everybody, and the mailman is just like, is this almost over?
I'm very disappointed Karl Malone did not have one of the shirts that you were talking about. I'm very disappointed he wasn't rallying with everybody else in Utah.
He's wearing a jersey.
Was he wearing a jersey?
He was wearing a jersey. I don't know whose jersey,
wearing the T-shirt.
Could have been Ostertag. Could have been Ostertag.
By the way, he should have had his own jersey on. I couldn't tell, but I don't think it was his own jersey because I saw the number at one point and it wasn't his. But anyway, we'll get to the T-shirt thing. Karl Malone and I have never really been on the same page in anything except for we both appear to be guys that refuse to wear the jersey. Now, the Jazz looked good. Donovan Mitchell was really good in the second half. And I shouldn't even say really good. He was fantastic. He took over that game and was the best player on the court for the final 24
minutes. He was, give me the damn ball. Yeah. Get the hell out of the way. Who's this in front of me? Is this Kawhi? Sounds good. Who's this in front of me? Is this PG? It did not matter. The dude, as young as he is, I guess you could say, look at the Clippers for a quick second. I know Kawhi has that in him. PG doesn't. It was pretty amazing to watch one player that young do what he was doing.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all the guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. And here's the best way to put what Donovan Mitchell was last night. You ready? Donovan Mitchell was the anti-Paul George. Donovan Mitchell was the exact opposite of Paul George, which is this. Hey, this is important. This is getting away from us. I'll fix it. Get the hell out of my way. And he went off. From the opening possession of the second half, he was a different
player. Took over the game.
He knocks down a three, gets to the rim and finishes. Knocks down another three to the point where Ty Lue has to call a quick timeout to try and stop the bleeding. And while that's going on, while he's cooking, Paul George is doing what he does. He was absolutely dreadful last night. It was this 10th time in his career in a playoff game. 10 playoff games.
Here's the difference.
Where he shot under 25%. Slee, that's not a bad night. That is a terrible night. That is a night where you just cannot count on the guy at all, and it's the 10th time he's done it in the postseason.
I want to say this about PG, because the dude obviously gets demolished, and he doesn't get demolished just here in L.A. We've talked about it. Playoff P gives himself a nickname, what he's done since Indiana Pacers days. I don't take pride in watching a dude collapse the way he collapses in many of these playoff games. I don't. Like, I almost feel bad in a sense for him individually. But this is the difference between Paul George and Donovan Mitchell. I think what's hurt Paul George in his career since he left Indiana, he's become kind of the second option, right? It's not all on his shoulders. When he was in Indiana, things were on his shoulders. He's got to make it happen. Donovan Mitchell, there is no choice. If Donovan Mitchell doesn't do what he does yesterday for the Jazz are down 0-1 in that series. Conley didn't play in that game because of a hamstring injury. I almost feel like Paul George, he has this mentality when he's on the court. No, everything's okay. It's all right. You know, I'm having a bad night. It's okay. He doesn't have this, I'm not walking off this court unless we get the win. And I don't know. I usually don't see that with any of these Clipper players. I know Kawhi will have some occasional games here and there. But because Kawhi is there, I feel like he feels, well, it's okay. When Westbrook was there in Oklahoma City, oh, well, it's okay. It's not on my back. What happened to this guy? This used to be one of the guys that says, I'm not walking off the floor. When he had that series against the Miami Heat back in the days against LeBron James, there are times where you're like, this dude is the baddest man in the gym or whatever the case is. What happened to that player? How does confidence go to from that level to the level that it is today?
I know the answer to that. And it's simple. It's expectations. It's as simple as that. And here's what I mean. When you're on the Indiana Pacers going up against LeBron James, nobody expects you to win. And if you lose, there's no you're supposed to lose.
You
LeBron's
still won.
On the other team.
Right, you still won.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Giving it a good go against LeBron is a win. You don't have to beat him. So there's no expectations going into that. There's no, hey, dude, are you ever going to show up when it matters? Now, when you go to play with Russell Westbrook, the MVP of the league, there is a, hey, you need to help him beat somebody. When you go to the Clippers and the Clippers mortgage their future for you and you are going to be the second best player on a championship caliber team.
Got to deliver.
Expectations are through the roof. So it starts to become this thing of now I can't just – if whatever I do well is looked at as gravy as opposed to if you do bad, you're a chump. And that's where he is right now. And this, like you said, you know, you feel a little – I don't feel bad for him at all for one simple reason. The second he called himself playoff P, you bought – everything that's coming after that. You buy everything that's coming after. Hey, I'm why are you playoff P? Because you had a good series one time? Really? That's you're playoff P because of that. So everything that comes after that, I think. And the other thing you said too that I think is really important, Slee. There are times to have a sense of urgency. Not panic, not freaking out, not running around like you're totally out of control.
That's a good way to put it. Sense of urgency is the right way to put it.
He never has a sense of urgency. It's this, we're cool, man. I'll get it again the next time. You know, I had a bad game before. I'll bounce back and do it the other time. That everything isn't okay. You need to push harder. And you could see it at the end of the game. He hits a three. He finally knocks down a big shot. It's a six-point Utah lead. He knocks down a big shot, three-point lead. Right? They get the ball. They get a stop. They get the ball back. They're coming the other way with a chance to tie the game. He gets a really good look, immediately moves it to Kawhi.
Wait. Let's stay with that. What Kawhi do with the ball?
He moved it to Marcus Moore.
Okay, what are you doing if you're Kawhi?
We just have to treat Kawhi differently. I'm sorry. He just has to be treated differently.
No, we do not. We do not have to treat him differently. We do not have to treat him differently, and we can't treat him differently because a lot of the conversations people have, and this is going to be one of the runs. You talked about this yesterday about Kawhi. Kawhi's got a chance this year to do something that he was trying to do last year that LeBron ended up doing, which is win three NBA titles with three different franchises, three finals MVPs. I don't think we could treat Kawhi differently. All I saw in that
here's
final
why Kawhi's different. Number one,
but Trav, let me just finish this.
Different.
The last that final possession, which there's can be a lot of chatter about that final possession. PG didn't want it. Kawhi didn't want it. That's what I saw in that final possession.
I saw that Paul George did. Kawhi Leonard's taken that shot a million times and made that shot. Kawhi Leonard.
Why are you passing it to Marcus Morris then?
Because he look. I don't know how to say this without sounding terrible. Kawhi's a little different. Kawhi's seeing things differently. Kawhi is not – Kawhi is at one speed all the time. Kawhi is going to do what Kawhi is going to do, and trying to crawl into his head is an impossible task. But what I do know is that Kawhi Leonard has taken that shot and made that shot over and over and over again. Much like LeBron would get some criticism early in his career for making, quote, the right basketball play and passing it to the other guy. Michael Jordan passes it to Kerr. Michael Jordan passes it to John Paxson. Those guys made the shot. I'm not saying that Kawhi made the right decision, but I'm saying that he gets the benefit of the doubt where Paul George does
not. You're saying PG did not want anything to do with it. Kawhi got it, thought he was making the right play. Game over.
I'm going to change sports here a little bit. Kawhi Leonard is one guy. Here's the guy that Paul George is. Mm-hmm. Paul George is the guy with the winning run at third base and two outs, and he's on deck. And he wants that guy ahead of him to either win the game or lose. He doesn't even want to get in the batter's box. He would rather not go up there with a chance to win the game because he could have a chance to be the final out of the game. Kobe Bryant's taking the swing. Kobe Bryant's taking the shot. Jordan, all these guys. Steph Curry is letting that ball go.
By the way, don't even go. But Trav, don't even go to those types of players. What you should be going to is that Batman to Robin. Or I'm sorry, that Robin to.
He's Alfred. He's not Robin. He's in the cave in the suit doing nothing.
But here's the point I make. The point I'm making is give me second best players on teams. That if you really want to say there's two superstars on a team, right? Anthony Davis takes that shot against the Denver Nuggets when the game is on the line and is okay with the results, right? So I'm just going to give another example. Klay Thompson takes those shots. And I'm talking about the second best player. I'm not talking about the best player, because when you say Michael and Kobe and these guys, we're talking about a class that PG can't be in that conversation with. But PG can be in a class of a conversation. Scottie Pippen is not afraid of the moment. Why is PG, it seems like, and it's such, this is the fascinating thing to me on Paul George. That's not the player he was. It's the player that he's turned into.
I think he always was that. It's the lights. The lights are so much brighter when you have expectations.
Lights were big against the Miami Heat. They were, but the expectations weren't there.
But there are no expectations. I'm trying to think of a good enough. That, for instance, if you and I are doing this show in, I don't know, you know, Dubuque, Iowa.
Sure.
Right, and we show up and like, hey, you know, those guys aren't too bad. Those guys do a pretty good show. It's like, whatever. But if they say to me, hey, we're going to put you on in Los Angeles.
Yep.
We're going to put you on in the middle of the morning in Los Angeles. There is no, hey, you know, let's see if these guys can figure it out. They were pretty good in Dubuque. It's do it or not. Either do a good show or don't.
Why are you yelling at me? I know, but why are you yelling at me? Are you telling me that I'm not coming through? What's happening here?
No, I can't tell you how much it bothers me, Slee.
Yeah,
when guys think they're one thing and tell people they're one thing and then go and perform like another. Either be a small-timer, which Indianapolis is, or be a big-timer and let other people tell you you're a big-timer. Or call yourself a big-timer and go be a big-timer.
When I look at rankings where they try to put, you know, top 20 players in the NBA, okay, and PG's always in these rankings. I'm just telling you, he's always in these rankings. And then I look at who the Lakers just faced in that first round, right? Devin Booker was cold-blooded. Oh. Give me the ball. Get the hell out of the way. I'm going to carry this team on my back. By the way, because Anthony Davis isn't playing, so I know we got a chance to win the series, Donovan Mitchell put on there. Look at some other players in the NBA that you don't feel like are afraid of the moment, right? I don't know how you can put Paul George in any of these conversations just because when push comes to shove and you need something big from PG, he's not the player that you can rely on or you can go to.
Because he put himself in. That's what no one was putting him in there until he put himself in it.
No, PG was – listen, when Paul George came to the Clippers, I mean, I was like a lot of other people, heads turning like, damn, that is a tremendous combination that the Clippers just put together.
I'll tell you when their moment was that you knew he wasn't one of those guys. I will tell you the exact moment that you knew Paul George was.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
was not that guy. That's coming up next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Trav, did you get the rundown from Raj for the pregame show to Kellerman? Did you get everything?
I'm still waiting. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, because we got to break down what he's going to eventually break down.
I like it. Oh, I do have a bit of a housekeeping issue that I need to get to.
Okay.
And I think I've only done this once before on our show, but today's going to make number two. The Ask Slees need to be better. So send them. So make them good, make them funny, make them interesting, make them creative. Hashtag them Ask Slee. Send them to me at Travis Rogers. Send them to Slee at Alan Sliwa, because we've got about 20 minutes until we get into that, Slee, and I need more than what I've got right now.
Travis is he's kind of on edge this morning. Kind of get out of his way. If he asks for something, just do it. I'm keeping my distance from Trav this morning.
That's good. All right, it's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Here's the moment you knew Paul George wasn't a dude.
Okay.
And it goes back a few years ago. And it was the moment where I think every Laker fan was upset, but ultimately, in retrospect, went, whew. When Paul George did that whole series, right, about where am I going? Where am I going? Am I going to stay in Oklahoma City? Am I going to explore free agency? Am I going to become a Laker? This, that, and the next thing. Who chooses to stay in Oklahoma City rather than go join the Los Angeles Lakers? Who makes that decision? And the answer is someone that doesn't want that smoke. Someone that doesn't want the eyeballs, the lights, the heat, and the blame when things go bad. Because when you put on a Laker uniform, it is a different animal than wearing any other uniform in the NBA. If you can't do it here, you're going to hear about it.
If you have
a bad game, LeBron James, Slee, is one of the greatest players of all time, and people are still like, yeah, you know, you need to show me a little bit more. LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
So that Paul George, I'm not saying Paul George is a dummy. I think it's the opposite. I think he's a pretty shrewd guy, a pretty smart guy. I realize, you know what? I ain't built like that. I don't need that. I don't need to be in that building with that uniform on with that heat. I'm just going to stay right here. And then when the opportunity to come to L.A., it was B team, B guy. Mm-hmm. Right, so a double step down. That was the moment you said, "Oh, okay, I get it. He's that guy. He doesn't want that."
Well, I'm going to come to his defense for a quick second, because I think that you don't have to do it the way other people have done it. All right, I don't think I get it. Right, and I'm as big of a Laker fan as you're going to find. And there's certain, it's going to take a certain player to want to play for the Lakers, want to play for the Yankees, want to play for the Cowboys. There's certain franchises where they're freaking relentless, Trav. I mean, you're going to get – we'll use our show or our station as an example. AD has one bad game, and we wouldn't get off his you-know-what for 48 hours. That just comes with the territory.
Sure.
But you don't have to do it the way other people are doing it. But this is what it's going to come down to. If you're Paul George, you want to do it your way. You got to come through. So if you're gonna do your game plan, if you're gonna, I don't want to go play for that franchise, I don't need to go play for that franchise, that's fine. But in the biggest moments, you still got to deliver for wherever you are. That's what's hurting Paul George. What's hurting Paul George is not, and I think it's a very good point where you say he doesn't want it. He didn't want to come to the Los Angeles Lakers. There's a lot that comes with the Lakers. He wanted to go to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he felt like that was the right move. He wanted to go to the Los Angeles Clippers because he felt that was the right move. But at the end of the day, Trav, what you got to do is you have to deliver. And I want to just clear up one more point. They didn't lose yesterday just because of Paul George. There was a lot of collapsing going on with the Clippers yesterday in that second half. But the dude shot, I think, 4 of 17 from the field. You're not going to get much done when PG does that.
It's not all Paul George's fault, but it's also mostly Paul George's fault. When you are under 25% for the 10th time in your playoff career, that's you. That's not a bad game. That's not a bad
game. They were also up 13 points at halftime. There was no Mike Conley. I mean, there were a lot of things had to go wrong for the Clippers to lose that game.
Yeah, and to your point, I get that there are different paths for different guys, but I don't think this was I choose Oklahoma City and I choose the Clippers. I think it was I don't want to go to L.A. and play for the Lakers. I think it was a, I don't want that. So, look, there's nothing wrong with that.
I will tell you, I wanted PG to come to the Lakers. I definitely
did.
I was a big fan of him coming over.
We all did, but the second he didn't, it was like, Oh, good. If that's how you feel about this, good
do you riddance. Think do you think he needed, if he could go back and do it all over again, forget the franchise for a second, but do you think if he was playing with a guy like LeBron, it would be different? Just kind of the leader. Kawhi is not going to lead you, okay? So Kawhi is not going to be that vocal, I'm the guy, I'm helping you, arm around the shoulder. That's what LeBron James is. What LeBron has helped with Anthony Davis, not take AD 100 times over, you know, Paul George because of his skill set, everything he does. We don't have to have that argument. But do you think there was something about LeBron that could have benefited PG that maybe he looked over? Right, just kind of think about that. What LeBron can do for some of these other players.
I want to get some of these phone calls here. We're going to get to them in 10 seconds. Here's the thing. I would maybe argue it's that coming to play with Kawhi is a much better, because Kawhi's not going to challenge him. Kawhi's just going to come in, play ball.
But that's not right. But that's not good for his career.
It's not good for his career, but it's good for his psyche. It's good for his. If LeBron got 10 performances under 25%, LeBron's going to let you know. And whether it's directly or through the media or something, he's gonna make it very clear. I ain't getting what I need from this guy. We've seen it with Anthony Davis.
Sure,
he always comes at Anthony Davis. Now it's constructive. It's not brutal, but it's hey, look, if we're gonna go where we need to go, and you know, AD needs to be better. AD needs to be AD.
But he's also got his back. He's also in front of the media, always saying, and you know why? You'll never hear him say something like, "Yeah, that one's on." No. He'll say, yeah. I remember one time. This was. Maybe it was over a year ago. I think I had asked something about Anthony Davis to LeBron, and his response was like, "I'm not worried about AD." Basically,
right.
Shutting down the question, like we're good on that topic. And then I decided, all right, that's enough.
I guess we're done with
AD
that topic.
With LeBron.
Yeah, you also know that AD is going to turn around and show up the next time. That's a huge difference too.
100% right.
Every time Anthony Davis lays an egg.
100% right.
It doesn't happen a ton, but it happens occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
The next game is home.
Monster game.
Rock
right.
solid. Mm-hmm. Just rock solid. With Paul George, not so much. All right, let's try our first phone call of the day. 877-710-ESPN. Let's start in San Pedro with Timmy. Timmy, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, Travis. I know it's easy to pile on PG right now about how bad his game was, but ultimately, Ty Lue didn't call a timeout and ended the game to set up a play to get a better shot.
And yes. Timmy, he defended that, trying to, you know, make his case of some of the reasons that he didn't want to. And by the way, it didn't come down to that last. They would have got extremely lucky if they got, you know, let's say they tied the game, or they were even to be in that final possession where Utah was up 10 with just a couple minutes left. Timmy, you're right. It's not all on Paul George, but the dude is not helping himself in a lot of these key playoff games. So the conversation kind of turns back over to Paul George because of that.
Here's the thing. Ty Lue didn't call a timeout. They had one left, and that's a fair criticism, right, to say, should you – okay, fine. But there's also two schools of thought. Then if you call timeout, you give Utah a chance to set their feet.
Okay, let's get our defense set right.
Exactly right. That sometimes
let's foul and not give up a three.
Mm-hmm. A lot of coaches in that transition will say, our best shot is going to come in this transition where there's chaos, where there's all sorts of things going on. The flip side of that is if you're the team with the ball in that situation and Paul George is your guy, you know, because, well, look, if you in a perfect world, who do you want taking that shot? Kawhi Leonard, right?
But PG is not your guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But Paul George was the one guy that hit the shot before. He'd kind of sort of a little bit heated up. It's not all Paul George's fault, but when this is the 10th time we're having this conversation and we're calling him side of the backboard P, and we saw him disappear in all of these things last year in the bubble, it's a fair criticism when all of a sudden, again, like you mentioned, Slee, they had a 13-point lead at the half.
Yep.
And it got erased in the blink of an eye.
And Mike Conley's not playing in the game. I mean, that's the thing that I kind of walk away with more than anything else. I didn't think – when I saw Mike Conley's not going, we read the tweet during, I think, the show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, freaking A, are you kidding me? Clippers are going to get this pat. They get this opportunity. There's no Mike Conley. And I'm not telling you Mike Conley is Isaiah Thomas or Magic Johnson, but he's critical to that team. So
yeah.
Clippers not only blow a 13-point lead, they blow an opportunity to go up 1-0. And, you know, obviously now this makes this a lot more interesting of a series.
Let's try another one. Let's go to Lake Balboa and Solomon. Solomon, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
I'm good, guys. You know, see, here's the thing with the Clippers. First of all, PG, there's not enough dog in him, man. Kawhi's quiet, but there's dog in him, and you know it. And you know he's coming through when you need him in most cases. PG's got that rep that, man, you just can't depend on him. Not good. Regarding the Clippers, here's the challenge. they got out of the first round. I mean, yeah, it was a nice turnaround. But if they turn this around against Utah, now that's something to take note of. They can't get out of the second round. So let's see how they respond after this first game.
Appreciate you calling in, Solomon. Appreciate you calling in. By the way, you said something earlier, the sense of urgency, and then, you know, Paul George, he just described him as there's no dog. Yeah, I don't understand it. Sometimes I'm watching, like, there's certain games where you see Anthony Davis take over or LeBron take over, and Kawhi obviously was doing that against some of this stuff with the Dallas Mavericks, but it's tough for me to look at PG and say, oh, well, that's the, you know, the two-headed monster. It's like, no. I don't think that exists with the Clippers. I think it's Kawhi Leonard and then a bunch of players that have a lot of talent, including Paul George.
You know, part of it, too, Slee, is I think it's not just that he missed a bunch of shots, which he did. It's the misses themselves. These are
how
not
he
balls
misses.
That are winning out. These are not balls that are hitting the rim softly. These are not just, you know, guys being really tough on defense and making very difficult contested shots. There's a lot of these that were pretty good looks that are coming in hot.
And he doesn't look confident.
There's a couple of air balls from the layup line. I mean, it just, it's really odd to see a guy that clearly is a good NBA player, right? No one's here saying that Paul George isn't a good player. It's where does that good player go when we get in games like this? That's the question. And it's not just bad games. Like we've said this a million times. Anthony Davis has had bad games in the playoffs. But they're rarely stacked up against each other. They rarely come in bunches. They rarely – we're not talking about Anthony Davis having a 10th game under 25%. We're having, hey, Anthony Davis was lousy in game two. What the hell was that all about? But you know that game three is going to be just outstanding. That's the difference.
Okay, how are we doing this as far as – so we got our show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then, Funch, what time's tip-off for Clippers and Utah tomorrow? I think it's 7
probably
o'clock.
Probably 7 o'clock. Probably 7 o'clock.
So are we – which airport are we flying out of to get to Salt Lake?
Well, that's an important question because
I know you want to be a part of something that is only happening right now in Utah. I'm all in. Funches is all in. And now we're just trying to work on getting you in with us.
You're going to be waiting a long time to get me in on this. We'll tell you what this is next. It is Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive, and guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline, Slee. So I texted you last night.
And you said, hey, I just booked my flight to Salt Lake City Thursday morning. Right after the show, we're heading out there. We're actually doing a pregame show. Travis and I are doing the Jazz Clippers pregame show.
Yeah, well, good luck. I will not be doing that. I'm not going to Utah. Here's one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
One of. They're a let's all wear the same T-shirt sort of crowd. I mean, you turn it on.
Yeah.
Here you're live from the Vivint Home Smart Arena or whatever it is in Utah. Mm-hmm. And you look at it, and I do like the Jazz kind of color schemes, that red rock and sunset. It's kind
100%.
Of cool.
Very different. Yep.
Very different. And
very
I like
unique.
It. I like it. And then you see the crowd. One section's purple. One section's yellow. One section's orange. Then a purple. Then a yellow. Then
this
an orange.
Almost like formation.
And everybody's doing it. Yep. And I couldn't get to my phone fast enough to text you, like, is there anything that says we are a small town more than synchronized T-shirt wearing at a sporting event?
I'm not kidding when I tell you this. I swear on my life, Trav, okay? There was a point during the game that I told my girlfriend, who has no idea what's going on. She had no idea, all right? She's sitting there. I'm like, how cool is that? I'm like, look at the way look at the way
that's the
they
lamest
wear
thing you've ever said.
The shirts. Like section 104,
everybody
all orange. Okay? Section blah blah blah. I like it. Why don't you like it?
Because
okay,
it's
wait, okay,
small
how about this?
Town.
No, it's not small town.
It because, is. Have you ever seen it at a Knicks game? Have you ever seen it at a Lakers game? Of
okay,
course
don't
not.
Wait. Don't tell me about small town and then bring up Knicks who were celebrating after one that, win, one that, playoff game like they were in Idaho. Okay, I don't want to hear the Knicks.
That
I don't want to hear the
look
Knicks.
Look for the Knicks, but they look this whole let's all do it together. There's nothing that is
Miami
more,
a small town?
No. But it's a bad look. It's
do you know how they do? You know how they do like the whiteout?
They do.
You remember
where
they used to do that?
A lot of football stadiums will go with the whiteout or the blackout or whatever it is. It's just I want to be the guy in the middle of the
100%. You would have wore a green shirt. Yeah, you would have wore a green shirt sitting there with a look on your face like you're upset. You're mad at other people who are having a good time. I could see that. No question.
First of all, that is you're oddly close to something right there.
Yeah. Why don't you guys just sit down? What is this?
I don't like watching other people have fun. It bothers me. I like to be the only one having fun. I want to have fun, but I don't want anybody around me to be. I just want to be the only one having fun. So that's oddly accurate on your part.
Have you ever gone to a big Lakers game, but it's on the road?
No.
A big Dodger game and it's on the road?
I have done that, yeah.
Because I could see you thriving in that environment where you're the only one wearing, okay, a Dodger jersey in Frisco. Well, that wouldn't be the case, but you're one of a few, and you're just enjoying the moment that the entire stadium is in complete disarray.
Well, I would like that part. I would like the part where the entire stadium is in disarray. But I'm a pretty quiet sports. Here's what I'm getting at. Let's say we go to – this would never happen because the Dodgers are not a small-time operation. But let's say you go to Dodger Stadium, and your section, they say, hey, everybody, tonight we want you to put on a Dodger blue T-shirt. And then a section, they're going to go white here, blue, white, blue, white. We're going to do the whole checkerboard thing in the stands. Are you taking – let's just say you wore your Dodger blue shirt and you're in the white section. Are you putting on the white T-shirt?
I'll actually give you a great example. Lakers have had many a nights where they have, you know, they'll give away some of those shirts or whatever. I know I'm in the media area, but you could still wear the shirts. I don't wear them. I personally do not wear them. But
stuff
if I'm
in
your
bag like a true radio
have
guy,
you took it home? Home.
Yeah, well, I take it home every time, of course.
Do you wear it when you take it home?
Yes.
Yeah, take it home. Actually, no, I don't, because they're all four sizes too big.
Yeah, they fit perfect, by the way.
Jav's like, do you guys have a bigger size? Is there anything bigger you guys have in the back?
You guys got any quads? You guys, you know, I know that these are doubles and triples, but you got a quad lying around?
I started doing push-ups about a week ago, so just let me know if you guys got something. But if I'm a fan, okay, so let's say I go and I'm just enjoying a Laker game and there's no media, no any of that stuff, and the vibe is good and the electricity is good, I'll freaking throw on a shirt. Let's get going here. Let's get the fans
wave,
into it.
The shirt, the sing-alongs, all
the
waves.
The wave, I don't get up. So it's a very lazy wave. It's like, I got you. Yeah, but I'm not moving.
So we were at the Dodger game a couple of weeks ago, right? And the wave starts going around, and my three kids and my wife are all, yay! And I'm sitting there. And why, Dad, why aren't you doing the wave? Because it's stupid. That's why.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm just really not into the world.
So you didn't think any of that moment yesterday where Utah is, you know, Salt Lake City and that Vivint, whatever the heck that arena's called, the energy was just ridiculous.
No, that's different.
Clarkson hits that second three. Remember, they went up six. Uh-huh. They were down the entire game. I think Donovan hit a three, and then next possession, Clarkson hits a three, and then Ty Lue calls timeout, and the place just erupts. That doesn't get you?
No, the volume, I'm 100% there for. I will scream and yell, and when things are going great, my team's hitting shots or scoring runs or whatever it is, I am screaming and yelling and having
a
hell of a time.
I don't see you as a screaming and yelling guy.
Oh, yeah.
I see you as, yeah.
No. Like, for instance, if all of a sudden the Lakers are down 13 at the half, right? And
sure.
They come out, and all of a sudden they get going, they're starting making shots. LeBron is the best player, AD's hitting shots, and all of a sudden, let's say KCP hits the three. Like, he's the Clarkson in this situation
to tie
the game. I'm coming out of my seat. I'm yelling. I'm having a good time. But my T-shirt, it's different than everybody else's.
I can see you.
I'm not sitting there
in the yellow T-shirt. I can see when KCP hits that three, saying, act like you've been there before, all right?
Look at all those banners up there.
I
am enthusiastic, but
don't
I
cheer
not,
for this.
I'm not a group participant.
The
bottom line is, hey, we're all going to go there, and we thought it'd all be really cool to wear Hawaiian shirts. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Would you guys be face paint guy?
No, never.
That's too much effort.
Well,
that's a lot of work there.
A synchronized group activity is a hard pass from Travis Rogers. Just a hard pass. No.
Okay, let's say we're at a Lakers game and we're there with, Lakers. We have eight friends, okay? We have eight friends with us. Okay, it's me, you, and six other dudes, all right?
Uh-huh.
And you and I are the GO. and we have to take our shirts off. You have the G, I have the O, and then we got, you know, Funches is in the mix, Taylor's in the mix, and we get a couple more people. Are we doing the Go Lakers? Are you in?
Well, you may have just described the one scenario where I would wear the T-shirt. Because I'm not taking my T-shirt off at a game. I'm not
going skins. No, we're going skins.
Nope. Then at that point, hey, why don't we just all wear yellow T-shirts? But that's the antidote. But just let me tell you something.
If there was a scenario like that that came up, I'd wear a sweater. I'd wear a sweater, and I'd make sure that the hood is on. Ain't no one going skins.
I'd say we do it next season at the Laker game. I'd say we do it.
I can't. I have pregame show.
Too good. Let's try another phone call here. 877-710-ESPN. By the way, you can call and talk about whether or not you're a wear the T-shirt guy or not. I have a feeling I'm not alone in this, that is a small-town operation right there.
I'm not kidding when I said, how cool is this?
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of surprised you didn't respond with, hey, you know what, Trav, you're right. That is kind of lame. Little did I know that you had just said to your girlfriend, boy, look at those fantastic coordinated Utah fans.
And then
I'm
after
in my room going, look at these yokels.
After these
rubes all dressed the same.
After I saw your text, I was like, so stupid. What are they doing?
Irvine and Nick. Nick, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Number one, great show. Excuse me, caught me in between puffs here.
You all right? Puffs, what are you smoking? Hold on. Stop.
Jesus.
What are we smoking?
It's called Durban Poison.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
all right.
Go ahead.
Right, just got to leave that there.
So
yep.
Okay, great. I just love it. At this hour, it's great. You guys are great. All right.
Thank you.
2 points. Number one, I was at the game where the Lakers beat Portland with the lob from Kobe to Shaq, which was voted by the TV station as the greatest moment in Laker Staples history. I was there. So was KCAL Channel 9. They gave away a yellow shirt. Okay? 20,000 people, standing room, people standing where they usually don't. Everyone in wearing the shirt. Okay? 20,000 people wearing the shirt. If you look at the highlights of the lob, you will see it. And my dad and I went to that game, and he's no longer around, and I loved him so much, and he turned me on to the Lakers. He had a shirt, and I had a shirt, and both of those are family heirlooms now, okay? So don't give me this small-town stuff. I grew up
My man, Nick. You know, you were scaring me. He was scaring me for a second there, because I thought, Nick, what I thought you were setting up was it was 19,999 fans that had the shirt. All right, so you were rocking the shirt.
I was rocking the shirt. My dad was rocking the shirt. Okay, now Utah. I've been to Utah once, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, that's going to be the only time I ever go there. All right, the Jazz, whoever's playing the Jazz is always my third favorite team during the regular season. Of course, the Celtics, whoever they're playing, is my second favorite
team.
I'm not going to root against the Clippers. I cannot root for the Jazz, okay? But I'm not rooting for the Clippers. And in fact, the Clippers are a joke. When they were the Braves, they were a joke. When they were in San Diego, they were a joke. And especially in L.A. with what happened with their owner and everything and never winning a second round title. So this would be a better joke if the Clippers lost, you know? So I'm rooting for the Clippers to lose, but not really, because I really want them both to lose.
Nick, appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, look, that's a nice story about him and his dad, and I'm glad that they have an heirloom. I'm glad they had a moment, and that's wonderful. I'm really close to my dad, too. I would love to have a moment like that with him. It would mean a lot. I'm not wearing the T-shirt. We'll just leave it. We would be wearing different shirts. I can almost guarantee you my dad would not put the shirt on either.
Something Nick said right there that's kind of interesting. I wonder if there are Laker fans out there that are like this too, where, no, they don't care. If Clippers win, they win, where they're okay with it. Maybe it's people think they have to. You don't have to do anything. If you want to root for the Clippers, you can root for the Clippers. You could be a Laker fan and still say, hey, there's an L.A. in front of the Clippers. I'm still rooting for the Clippers. I'm not obviously on that list, but I wonder if there are Laker fans out there that actually don't mind if the Clippers win.
Love the introduction. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. All right, you ready, Slee?
Let's do it.
All right, this kind of goes back to one of our very first night shows, as a matter of fact.
By the way, check your tweets. Back. People are hilarious what they're saying.
They're pretty
good.
Yeah. We'll get to those as well. I like the one of me in the blue shirt in the middle of the Utah arena. That would be my jam entirely. Hashtag ask Slee. This is from Ryan. Does Slee know which state the Walsh family came from before moving to California? Hashtag ask Slee. That is a 90210. Where did the Walshes move from before they settled in Beverly Hills?
This is easy. This is incredibly easy. I have so much knowledge and history on.
Well, Brenda Walsh is your person. You
right, Brenda's my
answer to
Brenda's
this.
My girl. Still hasn't DM'd me back, but I have no idea. What state? I have no idea. What state?
Minnesota. Brandon Walsh had the Twins jersey that Emily Valentine.
You don't know the Minnesota Walshes?
The Minnesota Walshes. They were big Vikings fans. Brandon wore the T-shirt.
Let me clear up some stuff here. I played such a front, like I knew what I was talking about when it came to 90210. I didn't watch it that often.
I think that was well established very early on. All right, here. This is from John.
We did say, by the way, when somebody asked me what posters I had up as a kid, I said Eldon Campbell, Vlade Divac, and Brenda Walsh.
Those would, by the way, be the greatest poster wall in the history of the time. This is from John of Fullerton. Jay-Z or Nas? There is a right answer. Hashtag ask Slee.
That's a really good question. Listen, Jay-Z legend will be, you know, obviously is one of the greatest to ever do it in hip-hop, but I would lean more towards Nas than Jay-Z.
I knew you were a Nas guy more than Jay-Z.
Yeah, I would lean more.
Look, I'm not even going to pretend that I know who both of these people are, but I don't have an opinion on this. What is the right answer?
I don't think there's a wrong answer, Funch.
There's no wrong answer. There's really no wrong answer.
I think Fullerton said otherwise.
I think I like Nas more because doesn't it seem like Funch? He was always kind of the, you know, didn't really care about the big spotlight and a little bit more gritty, I guess you can call it. Jay-Z is Jay-Z. He's a great one. Arguably the greatest to ever do in hip-hop, but I would go Nas first.
All right,
and one of my favorite albums, and Funches would know this, Nas and Damian Marley. That's one of the best albums.
Damn, bomb.
Eric Herrera writes, hashtag ask Slee, when Slee jumps up to do the wave at a baseball game, does he hold on to his helmet nachos or does he put them on the seat next to him?
First of all, I'm not a helmet nachos guy. I'm not going to get helmet nachos. Funch, there's a lot of things I'm going to get.
I'm officially out of the show. June 9th at, what time is it? At 9:47 is when I quit.
A lot of things I'm going to get. I don't need helmet nachos. We're good on the helmet nachos, okay? That's number one. Number two, I don't get up. I don't stand up. I'll do the lazy, like, oh, absolutely. You guys in? Everybody's in? You know what I don't like about the wave? When they're trying to get it going and it's not going, stop pushing.
It's depressing.
If they don't want to do it. You can't keep trying the same thing 30 times.
Let me explain to you why you're so wrong about helmet nachos very quickly. Because helmet nachos are nachos that come in a helmet. And a helmet is pretty big. A helmet can hold a lot of nachos, which means more chips, more cheese, more meat, more jalapenos,
they're
more
overrated.
Onions, whatever we're throwing in there.
But plenty of other items out there.
More is always better when it comes to nachos.
Here's a problem with helmet nachos. Let me tell you another problem with nachos, okay? This is nachos at any ballpark or Staples Center or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Bro, you get cheese in the top layer, and then the rest is just, I'm just having chips.
Amen, amen.
Halfway down, I'm just having chips. Now I need to go get a soda. Now I got to go. There's a lot of work that needs to get done.
Not if you know what you're doing. If you take those first few chips and put them upside down and then kind of let it all run to the bottom and work your way from the bottom.
What am I, tossing a salad? What are we doing here?
Basically, we'll go to a game soon and I'll
fix
it. No,
what they need to do is they got to put a layer of chips, then cheese, then a layer of chips, and then cheese.
That's the better way to do it. But you're not, I mean, we're talking about ballpark food. You're going to have to make some compromises.
Not getting up on the wave. Not getting up on the wave. Let's keep going.
All right, let's go to this next one here. A cooler thing to have. This is from TFP. It says, would you rather have your own baseball card or a sandwich named after you? Hashtag ask Slee.
Definitely a baseball card.
Yeah.
Definitely a baseball card.
I think so.
There's too many people who have done nothing in life that have a sandwich named after them. A freaking baseball card? Are you kidding me?
Whoa, hold on. Now I feel like we're getting personal. I have never had a baseball card of myself, which is too bad because that would be awesome. And the baseball card is the right answer. But when I worked at a previous station, we went and did a week of shows from Las Vegas at the Palazzo Resort. It was great fun. They have this really cool sports bar there, and they named
Palazzo is amazing. It's a beautiful
place. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. They named a sandwich after me in the sports bar. And you know those little menu cards that come in the little plastic thing in the middle of the table,
yep.
right? Like the specials? I went around and I stole them off of every table just because I wanted to hand them out.
What was in your sandwich?
It was a like a turkey bacon club.
It was the ends of bread. Ends of bread. That was like, that's what it was known for. It was, everybody knew it as the ends of bread. Okay.
It was turkey, bacon, avocado, tomato. It had this really good like aioli on it, and it had seasoned curly fries. It was a pretty good meal. It was the Travis
Let me tell you something.
West Coast special something or other.
Let me tell you something. If there's a deli out there in L.A. that decided, you know what, let's name a sandwich after Sliwa, I'm telling you it would be the worst-selling sandwich. Business would just decline. Give me a baseball card.
Well, after your take on nachos, I think that we can all agree that that's not
Got to layer up the nachos, way. Okay? Layer up the nachos.
This is from LSU Lala. Hashtag ask Slee, which reality star would Slee least like to sit next to at an NBA game? That's a good question.
Okay.
The person you would least like to sit next to, reality TV division, at an NBA game.
You know what show just angered me? Jersey Shore. It just
Snooki?
Angered me.
Snooki?
I don't, any of them.
I
no,
don't know
Mike,
anybody
Mike,
other than Snooki.
Mike the Situation.
Oh, the Situation. Oh, I do remember the Situation. Yeah,
the dude's
yeah, yeah.
name was Mike the Situation. I think if there's one person, I mean, this is just off the top of my head here. I'm sure I could come up with much better ones than that, but I'm going to go with Mike the Situation.
So,
what are these guys doing?
I hell if I know.
By the way, this goes back to what we were saying. What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about the Mayweather and the Logan Paul.
The trash TV stuff.
Which, by the way, the greatest thing I ever heard a couple days ago, I'm doing Lakers talk, and there's a promo of us talking about that, and it's you saying Paul Logan the whole time, and I don't know if Burrell is caught that you were saying it backwards.
It's
just the best. Just the best. But we were talking about it. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. Jersey Shore. Everybody watched him. Like, why are we funding these people?
I'm on Radio Row at the Super Bowl one year when Jersey Shore is at its peak. And on Radio Row, it's just a who's who of
sure.
NFL celebrities, right? Mm-hmm. Look, there's Joe Montana. There's John Elway. There's Troy Aikman. It's just one guy after the next, right? And the whole place went nuts when the Situation walked in.
Like, I can't do it.
No one cared that, wait a second. Is that John Elway? Yeah, that's John Elway. That's Joe Montana, right?
Was everyone trying to get him on
their
shows?
Oh, my God. It's the Situation. The Situation is here. That's Mike,
gosh.
The Situation from Jersey. It was ridiculous.
Was everyone trying to get him on his shows?
Yes. It
hey,
was
Elway.
A stampede to get to the guy.
Elway, can you grab a water for the Situation? Just grab a – there's an Aquafina over there. Grab a quick Aquafina. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Ooh, this is a good one. This is from
– by the way, is it just me? Did you see this yesterday? I was watching Inside the NBA. Francis in Glendale.
Yeah.
Who tweets us a lot.
Yeah, he's on
dude
it all
got,
the time.
Dude got on NBA it. On TV. Oh, you saw that?
He's on it almost every week.
My man. This dude
I can't tell you this enough. So Francis and I have known each – we've had a cyber relationship for 10 years. He is remarkably clever when it comes to getting on things like that. He's fantastic at it.
Okay.
You might recognize this name. This is our next Ask Slee. This comes from Mark Cates. If it hasn't been covered yet, hashtag Ask Slee, how he eats an apple. The world
good.
Needs to be aware of this.
This is good.
Is there a certain way you eat an apple that
this is good.
Unusual?
Okay. Let me give a little background. Give a little background of the story here, okay? So Cates is on the business side. I was on the business side for 10 years at 710, right? And was still doing some radio stuff. Now it's just the radio stuff. So I got a lot of history with Mark in the cubicle area back in the days.
You guys used to sit right across from each other.
Right across from each other. I've been known to take down a full apple. I've been known
you
to just,
core.
Just take down a full apple.
Yeah,
just
that's fine.
You're okay with it?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, I thought, Trav, you were going to demolish me, like, what is wrong with you? You can't have the seeds. You can't have this. Listen, I grew up in a household where it wasn't frowned
upon. What planet are you guys from, eating the core?
Well, so here's the thing. You're going to bite through a seed every once in a while.
Trav's got my back here.
Bitter.
He's got my back
bitter,
here.
But that's fine. You get a couple extra bites of apple if you eat the core. And really, what are we looking for?
Is it worth
it? A couple extra bites. Yeah. It's two more bites of an apple. Who doesn't want that? That little thing at the bottom. This is hilarious. Thing that looks like paper. That little, not the core, not the stem.
I know what you're talking about. The opposite
paper
side
thing at the bottom. Yeah. That's not super delicious, but it's worth it. 2 or 3 extra bites of an apple.
Let's keep going. Let's just keep going.
I got your back. When you get it right, Slee, I'm going to say that you got it right.
That's so funny. Out of all the things, you're like, yeah, well, yeah, just take the whole apple. You eat the core, right? You eat the core. I like that. That's your one that we agree on.
One more quick one here. Capitano Matt, hashtag ask Slee, how do you ruin your steak, A1 or Heinz 57?
So people did not like my medium plus. They did not like my medium plus.
They were offended on a variety of levels.
I don't put any. I don't put no sauce. No sauce. I love a steak. Just if it's got enough of its flavors on its own, I'm good to go. I don't need any steak.
Isn't MT the guy that puts ketchup on a steak?
Yeah, that's bad.
I think
idea
a lot of
too
people do that. I don't understand that one
too. Yeah, well, you're all wrong. All right, we have an MVP in the NBA, and it couldn't be wrong for more reasons. We'll get into that next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.